USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has moved back from the brink of shutting down the southern border. He's now giving Mexico a one-year reprieve and warning of a 25% tariff on cars imported from Mexico.
If the drugs don't stop, Mexico can stop them if they want. We're going to tariff the cars. The cars are very big. And if that doesn't work, we're going to close the border.
Boeing has admitted a faulty sensor was a major factor in the crashes of two 737 MAX aircraft. The company's CEO apologized.
We're deeply saddened by, and we are sorry for the pain these accidents have caused worldwide.
For the first time, Dennis Muilenburg is acknowledging that the flight control system on the planes might be to blame in both deadly crashes.
It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it, and we know how to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
First-time claims for unemployment are at their lowest level in more than half a century. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Labor Department reports that about 202,000 U.S. workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Now, that's 10,000 fewer than the previous week, and it's the lowest number of initial claims in a week since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A person that came forward claiming to be the missing Illinois teen Timothy Pitson, who disappeared 8 years ago, was found to be a hoax. Pitson family friend Kara Jacobs confirmed the news.
Unfortunately, this child is not our beloved Timothy. We know that you are out there somewhere, Tim, and we will never stop looking for you, praying for you, and loving you.
The Newport, Kentucky police chief said the man is actually Brian Rennie from Medina, Ohio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The way young people are interacting these days continues to change. But what is healthy and what's not? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The popular video game Fortnite is changing the way many kids play together and interact. Around 250 million people have played and downloaded the game since it debuted over a year and a half ago. Dr. Sue Varma joined CBS this morning to talk about executive function and when children need to know it's time to get up from the video games and go outside and play, and also some of the addictive qualities that surround these video games.
Look, it really depends on the child, right? You have to know the child. Do they have the ability to be able to say no? And really what it comes down to is, do they have a more compelling activity, right? Because a lot of times kids are going to say, why do I have to stop? What's more interesting than this? I don't find homework interesting.
Yeah.
But I think you have to give them what we call a healthy diet of other pleasurable activities. Nothing can replace the human connection. If your kids really enjoy spending time with you, with friends, reward that as behavior. Say, can we go to your favorite movie? Can we go to a play? Can we go outdoor hiking? Can we go rock climbing?
More problems for Empire actor Jesse Smollett. Chicago authorities are planning to sue him for not paying the $135,000 cost to cover the investigation into his claims of being beaten up and held captive by two masked men. Earlier, the Illinois Chiefs of Police Association called on the prosecutor who dropped the charges against Smollett to resign from his post. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.